with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I tell you what, if you've not been down to Fen Valley, you got to get down there and try some of that wine. But that's 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. But right here in town, we also have a purveyor of fine beverages, right?
And just like Fen Valley, one of our original sponsors.
Yeah, right. So on the live line right now, it's Jim Shireen from Schmoe's Brewery. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're great, man. You too?
I'm doing great.
We just want to talk about some fall brews at Schmoe's.
Yeah, we enjoy the fall time of year. I think the beers tend to get a little darker, a little more flavor. Something that doesn't usually go well in the summertime. People don't like to stay away from the heavier stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, we get into the fall. We start with the Oktoberfest, which is always a nice lead into to the season, basically. And then we just released our Kiss My Scottish Arse, which is a Scotch ale.
Nice.
And it came out just another amazing batch we made this year.
Great. Now we're excited again.
Yeah, exactly. One of my favorite that you make. Describe that to our listeners if they've not had one.
It's we consider it like a wee heavy type style. It's definitely a dark beer. It's very dark in color. We add some peaty malt to give it just a hint, almost like a Scotch bite when you drink it. The alcohol Scotch. There's no Scotch in it, but we put that maltiness or the peatiness in it to get you that characteristic when you're drinking it. So it comes in about, I think we're at 7.5%. So it's not too heavy, but it's got a little kick to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's light for Schmoe's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed. It's right. A great beer. It's a great beer. No, that's...
And it's not too hoppy. It's with that malt and that peat in there.
Sweet.
It's a little bit sweet. So it goes really good with like a rack of ribs or something like that, man.
Or just some popcorn.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Or your right hand, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Goes pretty good with a cigar, too, let me tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
are you going to be doing Miracle off 28th Street this year?
As a matter of fact, I'm tagging that this weekend. So,
my goodness.
That'll probably come out in another week and a half, left it sitting in the kegs for a few days, but...
Another field trip.
Right, exactly. So describe that one to our people, because that's a very popular beer for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's an old ale style, and I think this is where the styles tend to kind of mingle a little bit, but it's another higher alcohol beer. It's going about 7.5 again for this one as well. But it's a darker beer, but this one doesn't have that peatiness. It is more of a maltier beer. It's got some chocolate malt and roasted malts in it to give you different flavors.
That one usually sells out pretty quick in the season, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yep. It's a very popular beer. We didn't make it last year, and we got a lot of complaints about it.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh no, that was a lot of folks. It was like, when's it coming out? And we're like, not this year.
Yeah.
So we made sure we got it made this year, and we got plans in place to bring it back each year now.
Well, I can't imagine with all the different products you have to purchase. You know, we were talking to our friends at Fen Valley just before you. They grow their products. You have to literally purchase all of your products. And the way things are in this new world, sometimes getting your product is just not that easy.
That's true. It is. We got to plan ahead and make sure we get things ordered in time. That if something's not available, we can find a workaround. There's a few different suppliers we work with to make sure we can get what we need when we need it.
So you've got Miracle off 28th Street. You've got Kiss My Scottish Arse. What do you have on the IPA side?
We still have the Hop Knocker, which is our Imperial IPA, and then we have an English style IPA that we've had on tap pretty much since we've opened. It's a little milder than your really American sized hopped up beers. So it's an easy drinking beer.
And how about stouts? What are you doing, that Russian Imperial?
Yes, that'll come out probably early December. We'll have the Anastasia
Russian
Imperial Stout.
That is, I told, I think your bride, when I was in there last year, I had a mug of it, and I said, I think that's the best Russian Imperial Stout I've ever had. And I guess I forgot you made it, you know, because I'm getting old.
Right. But your palate isn't, right? Uh-huh. So you know a good beer when you taste it.
I love Russian Imperials. I mean, right. They're not for everybody.
Right. So, Jim, you got anything new that you need to make the listeners aware of?
No, not really. We're just
tried and true.
Still making beer, and you know, we're not doing anything crazy.
Right. So if people want to grab your beer, you're not doing distribution anymore, right? They got to come to the tap room to get it.
Yeah, pretty much. We're everything's out of the tap room. We have a couple taps around, you know, in town, but
sure.
For the most part, distribution is it's a lot of work. You don't make a lot of money, and
right.
Especially like you mentioned with the supply chain issues, I just want to make sure we keep our tap room supplied with good beer. If you want it, you can come get it at our place.
Yeah, you've got a case there full of six packs of all your varieties, and that's full all the time unless you're out of something.
And
right?
You got some nice sodas like your root beer is very very popular.
Oh yeah, the root beer, and we've got the black cherry back on available in bottles now. So we got a couple of sodas. We still have our non-alcoholic beer.
How does that go? I mean, do you sell a little bit of that, or is it popular?
It was actually one of our more popular beers for distribution.
Oh.
And then, so we sell a little bit of it through the tap room, but obviously most people that come in there aren't looking for non-alcoholic beers.
Right. But, you know, everybody's got somebody.
For those that are driving or with somebody, so it's available.
Yeah, very nice. I mean, that's unique to Schmoes. I think that I could go around to you know, a bunch of breweries and not find one of those. And when you roll into Schmoes, if you got somebody with you that doesn't drink, they can still have the experience, sit up at the tap room bar and enjoy a beverage.
And I gave some to my wife, and I she said, why do they call it 120? I said, well, it's a non-alcoholic beer, but you could drink 120 of them to get a buzz off it.
Right, yeah.
And she said, then it's not non-alcoholic. I said, all non-alcoholic beers have a touch of alcohol in them. It's about impossible not to. And, of course, what does your wife do? Pulls out her phone to fact check me.
Yeah, right.
She didn't say anything after she looked at her phone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly.
That's so funny. Cool.
So, Jim, where can people find you?
We're on Patterson, just north of 28th Street, a few miles north of the airport. And there's the Patterson Ice Arena is right next door to us. In fact, we got a path that comes from the parking lot of the Patterson Ice Arena into our tap room.
Yeah, I married into a hockey family. My wife Lisa's kids both played hockey all the way through college, and they spend time still over at Patterson. And
you should shovel that path for them.
Exactly. Well, it's well worn. It doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be shoveled because there are a lot of hockey parents that go to Schmoes between periods to get a beer. Right.
Oh yeah, we get them running over, and you can tell they're in a hurry. So
yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you have an app? Can they call ahead? No, I'm kidding. But
okay. Anyway. Well, Jim, it's just great to talk to you. You're a busy man. You also have a full time career in the automotive engineering business. So I know your days are tightly packed. So we appreciate you taking a little bit of time with the Grilling Guys, and we want to make sure everybody gets over to Schmoes and check out those new fall brews, because there's nothing better than it fresh off the tap.
Right. It's wonderful.
It is a different flavor than what you're going to get in the store anyway, regardless. So yeah.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Jim Shireen, Schmoes Brewery. Thanks
right.
so much.
Thanks for your time, Jim.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, if you've never been to Schmoes, it's a unique place. You got to go there. They don't serve food. It's just a tap room.
But free popcorn.
Free popcorn, and it's salty, so you'll drink a lot of beer.
And that's the first place I ever had hot sauce on my popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like
Was it the last?
They have, no. I get it all the time now. Right. They have Frank's, and you just sprinkle it over your popcorn. I thought that was weird, and I'm a hot sauce freak, so
right.
I was like, of course I'm going to do it.
Yeah, yep. All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to go back to the Grilling Guys website and talk about some recipes that are on there. You can find it there as well. It's thegrillingguys.com, and you go on there, and there's a little icon that says recipes up there.
Get your notepad and a number two pencil.
Well, yeah. Yep. Or you can just keep it open on your device, because we're never going to take it down. We just keep putting it on there, and more recipes. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be back.